Hello and welcome to Baby Witching 101, where witches of all ages and stages can come and listen to this podcast. For starters, I want to apologize for disappearing with no warning whatsoever. Life just became very busy very quickly and unexpectedly, and everything went haywire, and I completely forgot to record, and I also didn't have any time. The last time I checked, we were at 41 plays, which is amazing, and I'd like to thank you all so very much for listening to this podcast. I will be making an Instagram account in the next episode, almost likely listed as almost likely have it made by then. So in today's episode, we'll be covering types of witches, magic, and spells. If I can't fit all the information into one video, because there's many different types of all those three, then it'll be like that. Right now we're gonna focus on types of witches. So, let's begin. I'm going to point out that this information is very much summarized, and it won't all end. It may not have all the information you may be looking for, but if you want to leave suggestions, you certainly can once I can make the Instagram account. Now, let's begin. Starting us off with types of witches, we have an air witch. An air witch is a witch who work with the element of air. And the energy surrounding air. They may work with things such as feathers, movement, incest, the breath, and other air-based magic. Next we have ancestral witch. Witches who focus their craft on connecting to and working with one's ancestors. So it's really like working with your spiritual guides, asking them for help, calling down to them. I'm not exactly sure how ancestral witches work, as I've only come across one or two of them. Just so you know, I am an eclectic witch. I've still got to do a lot of research on all these witches, so this will help me, and it'll definitely help you. Next, we have an animal or creature witch. Basically, they're witches that work with animals or creatures. They may use their energies within the craft for attunement, aid, or protection. It's really considered a branch off of the Green Witch path. So really they don't focus on the whole Green Witch area, they just focus on solely that area of the Green Witch path. These witches may work with either spiritual or physical forms of animal and creatures. It's really up to you. You could work with both too, there's nothing wrong with that. Now we have an artistic witch, a witch who is artistically inclined with their craft. So, they typically have a strong desire to create and work with colors. Art witches tend to draw, paint, sculpt, act, dance, you know, anything that's really in the art industry with their practice. So if you like to paint, it doesn't necessarily mean you are specifically an artistic witch. Unless you consider yourself that, then you can consider yourself that. I don't want to give the wrong signals here. So if you just want to make a drawing, smack some into it. Next, we have a space witch, which is considered a branch of the cosmic witch path, which I had no idea existed. A space witch tends to work more with aliens, because yes, those do exist. Maybe not in the physical realm, but in the spiritual realm, they definitely do. They may be adept at cosmic magic as well as astral. I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce these correctly without messing up. As well as astral travel, astrology and science-based magic. Next, we have an atheist witch. They're simply witches who don't believe in any form of deity, just like how most atheists, all atheists, don't believe that there is any god. They may believe in Satan, but not in God, as I do have quite a few atheist friends. And I can't blame them, honestly. If you're Christian, I respect you, okay? I respect your beliefs, as I was once a Christian, too. Next, we have a blood witch. I definitely would not recommend practicing blood magic until you've done your research and you are experienced. I'm saying this with the most, I don't know what's the word for it, but it's definitely not something baby witches should jump into right away. Many things can go wrong, and it's really just trial and error. There's nothing wrong with trial and error, except when you're working with this type of stuff. So if you're an aspiring blood witch, go ahead, continue doing your research, continue doing you. I don't exactly know how it works, since I don't exactly work with blood. But hey, you know what? I'm yabbering on. Anyway, a blood witch. They're witches who practice with blood magic, and use the energy and the power of blood within their practice. It's most definitely considered a branch of the chaos witch path. Next, we have a bone witch. Are witches who use bones in their practice and can typically tap into the energy of or communicate with the spirits who used to own the bones. This may allow their assistance to the witch within their practice. It really could be considered a form of animal or ancestral magic. Really depends on your point of view. May also incorporate components of death magic and or necromancy practices. It's really how you see it. But yeah. Now we're on to C's. We have the ceremonial witch. They're witches who practice a great deal of ceremonial magic. In their practice, they may focus on rituals and formal practices of casting. I'm sorry, I wrote this down weird. They may focus on rituals and formal practices of casting of magic as well. So I need to flip to the next page. Flip! Okay, thank you. Now we're on the chaos witch. Types of witches you... Which is a realistic, which is a type of witch you mostly generally see on TikTok. No, TikTok's not a bad place. If it's banned where you live, I'm sorry. Chaos witches are really difficult to define. Some may also call this result-based or success magic. They're just really out there, and they're really difficult to define since each and every one of them is different. I'm sorry I spoke too fast there. A chaos witch usually focuses on the attainment of specific results, typically emphasizing will and intention into their practice. They tend to advocate and pioneer diverse approaches to magic. Some feel that through experimentation, it does not matter what one believes so long as their tools or system of magic were implemented effectively. Therefore, belief may be considered a tool and in and of itself. On the same note, they tend to feel intentions, such will, are key above all else, and the tools will not make or break the practice. They typically fear nothing, and may have a more scientific or experimental approach in their practice. I know I've definitely practiced some of the Chaos Witch stuff with me being an eclectic witch. I cherish and enjoy and respect all different practices, all different paths, witches, magic, yada yada yada. Sorry if that picked up, I just really needed water. Now we have a closeted witch or a subtle witch. You can be multiple different types. Okay, I just want to quickly point this out. You can most definitely be multiple types of witches. You don't have to stick with one because that doesn't make sense. Then again, the most common type of witches are eclectic witches, which is what I am. Anyway, we have a closeted or subtle witch. They're witches who are not open about their practice. They tend to practice in secrecy for a variety of reasons. These witches are not quite ready or may simply not wish to share their practice with the general public or friends and family. I do know, so for me, I am a 45% closeted witch. My grandparent knows, and my other family knows. I think my parents might be picking up on it. I don't really care if they do. My sister knows. And three, four, five, seven. I think roughly 5 to 7 close, four to, roughly 4 to 7 close friends know. But hey, I don't think my parents are catching on, honestly. Color Witch. They are most definitely considered a branch of the Art Witch path. These are witches who specifically use and revolve who specifically use and revolve their practice around the metaphysical properties of color within their magic. Okay, I'm running out of space. Pages get. Found it! Found the other C's. Next, we have a cottage, or other known as an. Or otherwise known as an. Or. Hearth? Hearth. 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 I don't know how to pronounce it. No, gosh. Witches who specialize in magic surrounding the home. Similar to the kitchen witch, but. Less but less emphasis on the food on the food or cooking. They I'm sorry, I'm zoning out on my mind somewhere else, but I'm still doing this anyway. So where was I? Okay, I'm sorry. They tend to consider their home a sacred place, and their magic usually focuses on the home and their families. They will make the place they live comfortable and protected. Emphasis, triple underlined, bold red words, bolded red on the word protected. Now we have a causing witch. Which? I'm getting all my witches mixed up. I think, you know what I mean? Now we have a cosmic witch. Half quite a lot of these witches I had no idea even existed, because I've never come across them. Cosmic witch. Considered an umbrella term for witches who use cosmic or astrological bodies in their crafts and practice such things as astronomy and or astrology. They tend to work with the energies of the stars, moon, sun, planets, and planets among many other celestial bodies. I kind of figured there'd be a witch out there, but I didn't know there actually was a witch out there. I might have to make this into three different parts. just on witches. Now we have a coven witch, or also known as a circle witch. They're witches who practice within a group of witches. They typically practice and learn with others in their group. I want to have a coven, but I don't have one. And mi I think some of my friends would be willing to make to be in a coven, but I don't know if they believe in all this stuff. Two of my friends have done research. I need to stop yabbering, or we really will, or else I really will need to make this into three different parts. Now, okay, back to topic. Crystal witches. They're witches who primarily use crystals, stones, gems, rocks, hard stuff. That came out wrong. No, I did not mean that. Crystals and stones and all that. In their practice, considered a branch of the Green Witch path. They will practice such things as crystal meditation, protection, and crystal grids, among many other things. They tend to have in-depth knowledge of different crystals and stones, minerals, etc. And are able to identify them based on their properties, which I need one of those in my life. I need a witch like that. Can I know a witch like that? Like, please? I have a bunch of crystals, so I don't even know what they are. And I'm kind of looking for some help. I'm sure I'll be able to find one. Now we're on to the D's. A death witch. They're witches who practice death magic. These practitioners typically work with and honor the dead, along with the power of death itself. Death witches tend to advocate death as a new beginning and an essential part of the life cycle. They may or may not incorporate necromancy in their practice, divination through the dead, and they may also integrate ancestral and/or bone magic into their craft as well. Now, once again, this type of path, I personally think, is the one thing is something not primarily for baby witches. But if you want to give it a shot, please do your research and please make like 40,000 words. We'll have a topic on that in a later episode. Now we have a demonic witch. These witches work heavily with demons. They differ from exorcists in that they typically summon demons and get them to do their bidding rather than casting them out. I'm thinking about becoming a demonic witch, but I don't really like the idea of making people do my bidding because I don't want to sound like a snobby brat. Okay, if you're a demonic witch, that's awesome. That's cool. That's great. You continue doing that. And why is everything not in the order found it? Desert witch. Now we have a desert witch, or witch of the waste. They're witches who focus on desert magic, working with things of and from the desert, such as desert sand, cacti, or spirits and animals of the desert. They may or may not live in or near a desert. I had no idea desert witches existed. If you're a desert witch, hit me up. I want to get to know. I want to know what you do. I want to know. I'm curious. Now we have a divination or oracle witch. They're witches who practice and practice. I've been using that word way too much. Are witches who emphasize on divination practices such as tarot, pendulum, Ouija, runes, or any other forms of divination. Did you know you can also use dice for divination? Like, if you play D&D, you pretty much know about the dice I'm talking about. Not your regular four-sided dice. Not four-sided, six-sided dice. You can use those, but I personally like to use a d20. And I have four sets of the dice. I call them D&D dice because it's what I use them for Dungeons and Dragons, aka D&D. Okay. back to topic. Draconian or draconic witch are witches who work with dragons and draconic magic, fueled by the symbolism and energies of dragons. These witches will typically embrace balance and wisdom within their craft. Many of them will consider dragons to be higher beings or even deities themselves, and work with them as such. Dragon witches really interest me. Frankie, she is a witch on TikTok. I can't, aka chaotic witch on, I don't know what type of witch she is, but there was two witches on TikTok that look exactly the same. One of them has a dragon. Can't remember who it is, but I know she works with demons. Specifically demons. Sorry, I zoned out there. Next, we have a dream witch. Are witches who work on and in their dream, who work on and in their dreams, and may practice lucid dreaming along with other dreaming techniques. They may cast magic. Oh, sorry, I'm losing my breath here. They may cast magic, work with deities, access other realities, aka other known as shifting, among numerous other things in their dreams. Dream witches may also be known as dream walkers. Some may use a dreamscape as a home away from home, which is what I use. They tend to be influenced by the moon and spirituality, and may incorporate many practices of lunar magic, hedge magic, or practice psychic abilities within their craft as well. Whew! I think we might cover one or three more letters, and might call this episode a day, or we can just get with one. Now we're on the E's. We have an Earth Witch. Are witches who work with the element of Earth and the energies surrounding it. They may work with things such as crystals, herbs, rocks, dirt, spirit of the land, and other Earth-based magic. Now we're getting to the most common witch, the most common types of witch. Eclectic witch. They're witches who have an eclectic practice. This means that they will work with and learn from many, many, and almost, and maybe all, different types of paths, practices, philosophies, traditions, knowledge, and sources. They typically will end up knowing about all of them, and will choose to incorporate whatever suits them within their craft. They may tend to specialize in a handful of paths which fit them best. Now we have the Elemental Witch, witches who work with all of the classic elements, fire, water, earth, air, and spirit. Although some elemental witches choose not to incorporate the element of spirit. Now we have an Exorcist Witch. Considered a branch of the Spirit Witch path, they are usually hereditary, clairvoyant, and raised into their practice. They tend to learn their craft as it is passed down from their family members. They practice the archaic tradition of exorcism or banishment of dark or harmful entities. If I sound confused, it's because so you know when you watch TV shows or like a Netflix series or something like that has demons in it, and they have this weird, and the demons have this voice. It sounds like they're speaking from many other. It sounds like there's a bunch of other people speaking to them. Yeah, that's what just happened to me, and I'm a little bit concerned. Oh well. Let's see here. Let's check. Jeez, we're almost at 30 minutes. I think we're gonna get with F and G, maybe H. Most definitely H, and then we'll call this episode a day, and then I'm gonna take a water break and start recording all over again. Alright, now we have a Fae or Fairy Witch. There's so many different spellings. They're witches who work with fairies and or fairy magic. They may emphasize the lore and the relation to the natural world. These witches tend to work with the Fae the same way other paths will work with entities or elements. Some practitioners may incorporate earth magic or green magic into the craft as well. as fairies tend to be powerful and easily offended creatures. I shouldn't have emphasized that word. They which may use offerings frequently within their work, and have a specific manner in which they proceed with the craft. Don't mess with the fae, okay? Don't mess with the fae, don't work with the fae. If you're a baby witch, steer clear of the fae. Never say thank you. Never, ever, ever say thank you. Ever. Okay, if you're a baby witch just starting out, don't work with them. If you want to, do your research. I'd say roughly at least more than 7 months. It depends on how, it depends. Get the words out. It depends if you research like once or twice a week, practice whenever and however you can. If you're really devoted, there's the word I was looking for. If you're really devoted to witchcraft, then I would say you have to be roughly practicing over 7 months. Just don't get into it right away. Now we have a fire witch. They're witches who work with the element of fire and energies, and the energy surrounding fire. They may work with things such as candle magic, bonfire rituals, and fire scrying, among other fire-based magic. I apologize if I mispronounce anything. Now we have a floral witch. They're witches who emphasize the use of flowers in their practice, and may use them just like herbs. They're most definitely considered a branch of the green witch path. Now we have a forest witch. I've come across quite a few forest witches. They're witches who focus on working with things from the forest, such as the trees, forest spirits, and forest animals. They may or may not live in or near a forest. Now we have a garden witch. They're witches who emphasize working with plants, herbs, and the earth, much like a green witch or earth witch, but are focused on their garden and how to incorporate the garden within the craft. So if you want to plant a garden, and you're a witch, you never know. So why are the G's all together but nothing else is? Now we have a green witch. They're witches who use nature-based items in their practice, such as herbs, trees, stones, animals, and other natural elements. They can be considered an umbrella term for many nature-based paths. These witches tend to focus on holistic medicine and may be learned healers. They are usually very familiar with their local region, having much knowledge of different species of plants, trees, insects, wildlife, and flowers. Green witch, so there are quite a few very much common witches. You've got your element witches, the elemental witches, green witch, chaotic witch, hedge witch, eclectic witch. Those are the ones you usually hear from my perspective. Those are the ones I usually hear about. And I think we can get to the H's. How many are there? 3 H's, so let's get through this. Now we have a hedge witch. They're witches that use magic that is oriented around the spiritual world. They would practice such things as astral travel, astral projection, lucid dreaming, spirit work, and journeying. These witches are able to walk between worlds and explore alternative realities. Many hedge witches are known for working with herbs and divination as well, and tend to live very mindfully. Herbal witch. They're witches who mainly use herbs in their practice. As another type of natural magic, they will usually grow herbs, and will use these herbs in many different ways in order to produce magical effects, such as burning them, turning them into tea, or sprinkling them around places. Hereditary witch. They're witches who are usually born into a family of practicing witches. They get their tradition passed down to them by their family. They also usually have their family to practice with and assist in their development. However, not everyone born into witchcraft or raised by a family of witches chose to practice or become a witch. I've come across quite a few hereditary witches. You don't exactly see them. My gosh, who am I kidding? You really can't see anyone with quarantine. Well, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed the first part of this types little, what do you call it, mini type series. I'm just going to call it the types series. So, yeah, that's it for the first part of the types of witches. And I'm going to sort out all my notes and get them into alphabetical order, get some water, refresh myself, and get straight back to recording and upload another episode. Anyway, I hope you all have a great day or night wherever you are in this world. Don't forget to keep yourself protected. After I'm done recording, I will most definitely make a Instagram account for this podcast, so you can ask me questions, list any suggestions you have, and I'll make sure to either answer them there or on this podcast. Anyway, thank you all so much for over 40 plays the last time I checked. It means the world to me. It means a lot to me. And I'm really glad all of you are enjoying this so far. The last episode got 20 plays, and that's just amazing. Thank you. Once again, thank you all so very much, and bless be. Bye.